If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
We are not the only team that has made that decision. Obviously, there were teams who made it prior to today, but the Giants, the Browns, Titans, Cardinals, and Raiders are all jobs that are open now as far as head coaching positions. We need a head coach and a general manager.
Right.
And we are under the perception, and we're going to get this question answered on Thursday, guys. Mike and I are going to have a lot for you on Thursday when we leave the press conference from our owner, Arthur Blank, because I think a lot of this will be clarified. But we believe that Mike, whoever, and again, I know people want to make it Matt Ryan, but let's just say the person that takes over this president of football, that's going to be the guy that the general manager and the coach answer to, okay, or at least report to.
Right.
So this reporting system has changed. And for those of you who have been here, you guys know that as we've come and had coaches, you know, come through, for the most part, all those coaches reported to Mike Rich McKay.
Right.
That's no longer the case, but it hasn't been that way for a while, even though Rich is still involved with AMB, which is, you know, Arthur Blank's business group. But with that said, I think, you know, when we talk about what this is going to look like, that's what we believe. But we're going to get more clarity on that, hopefully by the end of the week. And once that's clarified, Mike, then we'll be able to tell you guys, hey, look, whoever this person is that gets this job, that's the person that's probably going to have final say, which is going to be interesting because, Mike, if I'm a general manager candidate, I want to come in and have some kind of effect on this team as well. Are you telling me that I'm going to come in and be marginalized, that whoever the president of football, that whatever he says or she says is going to be the final word, the head coach, just coach? Like, I'm curious to know how this is all going to work.
And that's the other side of this. And we were talking about this off the air with some of the audience on text. Do you need Matt or anybody to be Matt? Just be the GM. Don't be the go. But then you can't be the GM and be on television. So you got to give up the CBS gig.
Yes.
And okay, good news, bad news. If you fail as a GM, you can always get back into television. That's what Matt Millen did. But I know easier said than done. But that's the thing. Why do we have to? It's like, what is this? The Corleone family? We're gonna have all these buffers. Remember? Because remember the back in the old days, the coach and the GM would talk to Rich McKay.
That's right.
You know, and that was going all the way back to Dan Quinn and Dimitrov. Remember, what was the phrase used to drive us crazy?
The synergy.
Well, that was not a buzz. Collaboration. Thank you, Orin.
Yes.
The C word.
Yes.
Collaboration.
It did.
But yeah, I'm with a lot of the guys out there saying I would prefer it. Does that make it less attractive knowing that there's? But other teams do have that president, have that guy. But it's just to me, why don't you streamline it? Have the confidence in whoever you're vetting. And in these consultants, and go get the best young general manager out there, candidate, and let him run the friggin' show, and let him have autonomy, and then you hire the coach after he's hired. You know, That's the way I would do it. That's why I thought they screwed it up when they hired Arthur Smith first a few years ago.
Here's the problem, at least in my opinion, with that. And by the way, we've got a lot more to discuss. We want more of your phone calls as well at 404-726-0929. If you're just joining us, Vint, man, let us know where you're at on this and what you think about where our football team is and where we're headed. This is going to be, as I said to you guys, the most important offseason in the history of this franchise. Guys, we haven't been in playoffs in 8 years. We get this wrong again, that's another 3 to 4 to maybe 5 years. And I'm not making that up. You cannot get this one wrong. And if you get it right, then maybe we take the turn, Mike, and all of a sudden, Atlanta, it's our turn. It's our turn to be that franchise, Mike, with the young talent we have. They develop it. They continue to grow it. They continue to make the right decisions. And all of a sudden now, maybe we go on one of these runs that we've seen other teams go on, and you go, man, Falcons are really good.
But you had Bijan Robinson to build around on the offense. And we talked about Drake London. He will get his contract extension. No matter who the GM is, that's going to be a solid piece of your team moving forward. Then there's the other pieces. I mean, I know you guys love we all love Algier. He's gone. You can't afford him. You know, I hate it, and you hope you can find somebody as solid as him to compliment Bijan, because you can't have Bijan, you know, taking all the hits. We know that. You got to have you got to find another Algier. That's the reality. But getting back to some, I've been arguing with some guys on the text line. They loved Ryan Nielsen a couple years ago. Now they all love Ulbrich.
Yeah,
yeah, and we're second best team at getting sacks. Then we will then only rush two or three guys, and they'll go right down the field on us at times. I think Jeff Ulbrich is a good defensive coach, but I thought the in-game stuff drove me crazy. 10 men on the field, 11 men on the field. McCaffrey's the only healthy weapon for the 49ers. You couldn't stop him. Same thing with Jonathan Taylor. The guy I'm arguing with right now on Twitter says, yeah, all the three and outs really screw your defense up. That's true. There was a patch where you were time of possession way, way wrong-sided.
Your offense, yes.
And I agree with you there, and that's not all on Ulbrich, but I still think Ulbrich does some things that are inconsistent that drove me crazy. When you're getting pressure, keep the pressure. Don't go into that less man rushing down lineman rushing the passer. Things of that nature drive me nuts.
I wanted to address real quick what you were talking about, general manager or head coach. And look, I don't know who's going to be hired here first and how this is going to work. We will see. But I will tell you that the 49ers hired Kyle Shanahan first, and then he said, that's the guy I want to work with.
Right. And John Lynch.
And it's worked. The reason why it's working, Mike, and it's not the only place. You right. just got to look around the league and say, you know what? Andy Reid brought Brett Veach in with him, okay? And then he was elevated to GM at Kansas City. But it's the guy he wanted to work with. The GM didn't hire Andy Reid. My point is this, guys.
Well, one or the other, but either one, that guy's the lead dog,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct. And these coaches, though, they understand what they're looking for. I mean, the guys that are having multiple, you know, uber success, a lot of these guys understand what they're looking for. And I just think this is the new thing. Look, Leon Coam, who had zero head coaching experience in the NFL, went to Jacksonville and said, I don't want to work with that guy, their right. former general manager.
And they blew him out.
They fired him. He was able to say, I want to work with my guy. My guy is James Gladstone. Guess what? Gladstone and him had a relationship. Guess where the Jags are? The coach understands, and this is what you're seeing around the league, and that's why I'm a little apprehensive when I hear, like, oh, we're going to hire these guys first. Let the coach come in and understand his plan and what he wants to do, and then get the general manager to follow. That is what is happening around the league with some of these successes.
Is that what we did with Arthur Smith?
They attempted.
Yeah, it didn't work.
It didn't work. They attempted.
Right.
That's exactly right. So we'll see.
Look, I just said it. I like, go if you don't know who Kubiak is, just Google Clint Kubiak. Look at the resume. Look at the response. Carl just touched on
it. Mike, I'd hire him today.
That'd be my guy. The problem is there's five other teams
today
that will take him too. And there that's he's going to be the hot. You know, we can talk about who are the hot names and the guys.
You're right.
That's the guy. That's the top of the list for every team out there right now.
All right, man. Plenty more of your phone calls coming up as we talk about the Falcons. Want to remind you as well that when it comes to the best place to catch college football postseason, it's Twin Peaks, guys. Thursday, Andy and Randy are getting out, getting you ready for the semifinals with a broadcast from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Remember, one semifinal game is Thursday.
That's right.
And then the other one's Friday here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So we get one Thursday night, one Friday night, and then the championship game is on the 19th of January. So Twin Peaks, Andy and Randy, they'll break down the semifinal matchups, guys. That's Twin Peaks in Kennesaw Thursday, 11 till 2 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am excited about that. I know we're in Falcon World right now. We will be right. for a while. But when it comes to this college football thing, and I know the dogs heartbroken for not being in there, man, but did you see this thing about Shamless, by the way? He's already got to deal with Ole Miss to come back if he gets cleared.
If the NCAA gives him that 6 year, I don't know how that even happens, though, because he played at Ferris State, won a Division II championship.
How long are these guys going to stay in college?
Well, that's another guy. I love his game. I don't know where he's going to go. I think he's further down the road, certainly, than Anthony Richardson was, certainly than Dalen Milroe was, who both decided to come out. I thought it was obviously a huge mistake for Richardson. Remember, he took his eyeball out. Doing Body by Jake with an elastic band. Either way, but they wouldn't even put him back out there. And they went with a 44-year-old quarterback.
They did.
But I love Trinidad Chambliss' game. He could probably use a little more seasoning. But, man, with the right offensive mind in the NFL, let this guy cook right now. I'm him. As I said, you're further down the road than those other dudes.
He is. He is. Oh, what do you want to add, man?
No, what a bad weekend for Lane Kiffin. Tristan Chambliss is going to go back to Ole Miss. Then the guy from Cincinnati, Brendan Sorsby, apparently signs with Texas Tech for like $5 million.
That's true. Right.
So Lane comes up this weekend without a quarterback.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're looking for the guys, it's not Texas, Carl. Now you're the victim. The bad guys in the world are Texas Tech, the way they're throwing money around.
They're throwing a lot of money around. Well, this was the plan. Like, this is where they were last year or 2 years ago. And this year, it paid off. They got into the playoff. Texas Tech says, hey, well, we can get back in. They are throwing money around. But anyways, that's a college conversation, guys. There's a lot of that. We're going to have portal conversation. Connor Riley is going to join us tomorrow on the show. I believe Connor is going to join us to talk about the portal and what's going on with the Dogs. We'll have Arch to react to all the things that are going on. Some regular guests and some guests that we're chasing down in regards to all these coaching changes around the NFL. And let me add this real quick, because I know this is a little bit confusing as well. Coaches who teams might be interested in. So we'll just use the Falcons, okay?
Right.
There's six teams that are looking for head coaches. Coaches who have the number one seed and the first round bye are permitted to interview during wild card weekend. That's this weekend, okay?
Right.
This is why this request for the Falcons to interview Clint Kubiak, these requests are going to start coming out. Some of these you'll hear, some of them you won't. Mike and I, we've gone through this four times now where we've said, hey, some of these candidates will be announced, some won't. But there is a timetable with this. So, like Ben Johnson last year, he's with the Lions, right?
Right.
It can be difficult to schedule these multiple interviews in a short window. So candidates have to be very selective. Kubiak is going to be in a very similar place where he may interview in some places that he's really interested in and turn down some others and wait until he's done with the playoffs.
Correct.
So I'm just telling you, like, don't fret about some of these guys. And you go, well, when are they going to talk to this guy? It may be NFL per NFL rules that they're not able to, Mike.
Right. And then there's other teams out there. Matt Nagy, he's available because the Chiefs aren't in the playoffs.
That's
the
right.
First time in like 8 years. So you can talk to all those guys.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spagnuolo, Perry wants to get back in head coaching. See, that's a mistake. Spagnuolo is a great defensive coordinator. Yeah. He has tried it, and Randy played for him, not a head coach. So I would think he'll get out there. He'll be in that cycle. We may talk to him. You know, the interesting situation now is Miami. Who's going to be the GM there? You know?
It's a good call.
Because remember, Greer got fired midseason, and apparently Coach Brah is going to hold on to his gig.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
With a detailed agent directory you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Looking for a listing agent's contact info? We've got it. The agent with the most sales in your price range? Easy. Specialized agents with all the up-to-date info on your dream neighborhood? We'll know them. A Pisces who enjoys long walks on the beach? You've got other sites for that. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.